Gas to go. Sonic.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Gunnar Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, Eddie Van Halen turned 57 yesterday. He spent his birthday just hanging around being 10 times the guitarist you will ever be. Burn!
Yeah.
Now, silence! Silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pit load of Gunnar Andrews Show on the Sonic.
The Gunnar Andrews Show podcast.
I wonder if at any point yesterday, Eddie busted out the guitar and just let eruption rip. You know what? Hang on just a second. I had this thought recently. I wonder if rock stars ever just pull out their acoustic guitars and play their biggest hits for themselves when no one's around? Does Dallas Green ever just sit down and play I'm Coming Home on his acoustic guitar and sing that to himself when his wife's at work on ET Canada or whatever that is she does? Does Neil Young ever play Old Man? Does Jimmy Page ever just start picking the intro to Stairway to Heaven in his living room? And then sit back and say, man, if someone was hiding in that closet over there right now, they probably just got their mind blown. Because live music is all about seeing megastars doing their biggest hits in non-megastar locations. That's the ultimate trophy for movie fans, to say you saw so-and-so in this location that they would never play at. It's like no one ever goes, man, I saw U2 play Where the Streets Have No Name at Wembley Stadium. It was totally intimate. No, it's always like, I saw Nirvana do Smells Like Teen Spirit at my buddy's parents' cabin in 1990. That's what it's all about.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 129.
The story that I've got about Neil Young was I'm originally from Central Ontario in Peterborough.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine and I were walking into Ed's music shop, which I don't know whether it's still around, but he wanted to buy a new bass guitar, and we came across Neil Young jamming in the acoustic room.
How long ago was this?
97, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, how you'd probably walk in there and go, ah, that guy looks like Neil. What?
Yeah, so then we just kind of sat down, and he goes, do you guys want to hear anything? So we got him to play Needle in the Damage Done and Helpless.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Helpless is such a beautiful song.
Well, it's written about my hometown. So.
There's a town in North Ontario.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, did you, was there anybody else around?
Just the guy that owned the shop and myself and Chris.
So there are four of you in the acoustic guitar room, and Neil Young is taking requests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that owned the shop, just apparently he came in all the time because his dad lived locally.
Yeah.
And he was just killing time.
Wow. And that to me is sort of like the, I know it's probably a bit of a cliche, but Needle in the Damage Done is my test drive song when I'm test driving new acoustic guitars in a music store.
Yeah.
And I hate that. And I've talked about it on this show. I feel violated when somebody else jumps in and starts jamming with me in the acoustic guitar room. It's like, get lost.
We just kind of sat back and watched them play, and then
yeah. But what I was going to say is that if Neil Young jumped in on my jam, I'd be totally cool with that. Did you guys jump in on his jam?
No. We were in awe that we were sitting in front of one amazing musician.
Yeah, God, Neil Young is probably top three for me. One of my biggest musical heroes.
And yeah,
I'd burn all my records after that because I don't know that you could top that as far as a music experience goes for a music fan.
No, and I had never seen him live up until maybe 2 years ago at Rexall, and I was like, yeah, you know, I saw a better show, and they, people asked, what was it? And I told them, they go,
radio edit.
Oh, or yeah. Screw off.
Yeah, that's better. Wow. Was he singing or was he just playing?
He was just playing. He had come into the shop, I guess, and said, yeah, I need to kill some time before I get my ride.
Wow.
And so the music, because what ended up happening was he hung the guitar back up, and my buddy never bought his bass. He bought the guitar and ran out after him and signed the song list and his name on the guitar, and he went and after he paid for it.
And then immediately threw it up on eBay.
No, he's got it in a case.
Tell your friend if he ever wants to sell that guitar to contact Garner, okay?
Will do.
The Garner Andrew Show Podcast.
Josh, I want to hear the story about the time you were fixing the tragically hip tour bus on the side of the highway between Medicine Hat and Lethbridge, and then what transpired.
No problem. My brother's a heavy-duty mechanic, and at the time he was like a second-year apprentice. And my dad's a mechanic, so I mean, I got tools in the back of my car too. But anyway, I was driving between Medicine Hat and Lethbridge. We watched the show on Lethbridge, and then we're going to go watch it at Medicine Hat too.
Oh, so you were following them around?
Not knowingly, but yeah, like
we're fans.
Kind of between the two places anyway.
You're big fans.
Absolutely. Like it was right around the time Phantom Power had come out, like
sure.
The tour after that.
Yeah.
But so. My brother's a mechanic, and we see a guy on the side of the road with the back of the bus pulled out, and he's, I don't know, doing something. So my brother's like, I should give him a hand. Like, I mean, we know our stuff, so I'm kind of the gopher. But anyway, we pull over, and we start, you know, you need a hand, and he had an issue with a starter, and we're fixing it with him, something alternator, I think. Anyway, something pretty basic, but it's tough on big machines to get it working. So we start helping him and, you know, get out the coveralls. And Gord Downey steps off the bus and is like, you guys doing okay? We're like, what the? You know this guy.
You recognized him right away?
I saw you last night.
Wow.
And I wasn't just dreaming. And my brother's like, holy shit, Gord Downey. And he's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, well, we just saw you last night. So the dude with the long hair, I don't know his name.
Johnny Sinclair. Bob Baker.
Yeah, he came off next, and they grabbed guitars and just kind of hung out on the side of the road, stood in the ditch and played for a little while.
Do you remember any songs they did?
38 years old for sure.
Wow.
And my brother made a request, and they did the Nautical Disaster, but the long version.
Holy crap. Did Gord freestyle in it?
Yeah.
He did? Whole weird
thing about, like, the going to the zoo and the orca. And
Killer whale tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
What is going on?
Josh, this is a fantastic story.
Yeah.
This is 2,700 Garner Andrews Show points. Oh, it gets better?
It does.
Well, hang on then. Hang on. This is how we tease the audience.
It does.
Okay, hang on. I'm putting you back on hold here. I'll buy you some minutes.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Josh, you said that the story gets even better?
It does. It gets a little more intimate. He realized that we were fans and that we were going to the show the next night. So gave us like the VIP tickets, so we hung outside stage and watched part of the show, and then afterwards the bus got taken to a local place that we knew, like my mom worked for a busing company, isn't it? Anyway, and we went out that night and played pool with them. And
wow.
My brother's a bit of a shark, so we ran the table and put them in their place.
Did you win any money?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Wouldn't take their money, come on.
Was Gord Downey, is he
weird.
He is a little... Is he a little off?
He is. But he's super intelligent, and he's really, really nice.
Just okay.
Like, weird stuff comes out of his mouth, but if you're like, yeah, okay, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Gas to go from Sonic
129. The company I work for actually sends us on conferences every year.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, they actually had Tokyo Police Club play for a venue of, like, probably 200 people.
We're
a really small bar in Banff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was cool. No one really knew who Tokyo was, but...
2 years ago, the Tokyo Police Club would have been around 2 years
ago. It was right when Champ came out.
Yeah, and that was right around... Tokyo Police Club. Didn't they use a song on, like, Desperate Housewives or something at that time? I know they placed the song in a big-time TV show.
Yeah.
Right around that time.
I think it was right after they signed with Sony.
Yeah.
But, it was really neat. I was right up front. I got a bunch of cool pictures of the guys, and I actually got a signed set list from everybody.
Nice.
Yeah, I was chatting with the guys after the show, though. It was cool. Big fan of music, and I've never really been that close to it before, so...
It's sort of like that's the fantasy of hardcore music fans. And yeah. To me, to hear that story this morning, the guy bumping into Neil Young in the acoustic guitar room in a small town Ontario music store, that is my fantasy. That is the dream that I've had. And then Neil Young is sitting there going, Garney, you got any requests? And I can shout out like three or four of my favorites. And he does them for me.
That'd be a mind blow.
It would. Even Al Ford, Al Ford is our program director here at Sonic, and he has led sort of a pretty wild, charmed musical life. When he lived in Victoria as a teenager, he had a video camera and he went to a lot of parties. He's actually got video footage. And I keep telling him we've got to digitize that and put it up on the website. He's at a house party in a basement of somebody's house in Victoria, and Green Day is playing.
That's unreal.
Yeah, and Al's got all sorts of pictures of him sitting around with Kurt Cobain in clubs in Victoria, because all the Seattle bands would come up and do that loop. Vancouver, yeah. Victoria, back down to Seattle again. So he's had some pretty, he's got some trophies in his trophy case as well.
It's time for Music News You Can Use with Bryce Kelly. Bryce, what's going on today?
Well, time for me to pack my bags and move to Hollywood. Gwen Stefani needs me. Tabloid rumors, which are always true, say that her marriage to Bush singer Gavin Rossdale is on the rocks thanks to his constant lying about his past. Meanwhile, No Doubt recently got back to work in the studio on their brand new album, which is still expected to be out later this year. Sonic! Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge has always seemed a little bit strange, and he helped prove that point recently by starting a website dedicated to alien sightings, conspiracy theories, and all things like that. It's called strangetimes.com. Sonic! And the Smashing Pumpkins have a brand new album coming down the pipe here pretty quick, and while there's no tour dates announced yet, Billy Corgan was asked, in a perfect world, who would he tour with? And his answer was Black Sabbath and Jane's Addiction.
That does it for another edition of Music News You Can Use on Sonic. Sonic
1029. Hey, is this for the Mitra?
Yes.
Right on. What color am I?
How much do you love meat?
Too much.
Some say too much. You're color 9.
Awesome.
Yeah. What's your go-to meat? When no other meats will do, what is your go-to?
It's gotta be bacon.
Yeah. Guess what? The final week of the meat draw is like 2 weeks from now, and that final week I'm gonna give away $250 worth of bacon.
Oh.
And the girl in the promotion department here at Sonic, who's a vegetarian, says I have to give away a salad with it. So.
No, it's a meat draw though.
Well, I'll give away the salad just to appease her, but what I want you to do when you pick up that salad, I want you to put it under your tire and do a burnout on it in the parking lot. Okay.
Okay.
Well, what's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, congratulations. You are this week's winner of the Garner Andrews Show Meat Draw, small town radio in the big city. You get 13 pounds of brisket, 11 pounds of pork schnitzel, 10 packages of beef jerky, and 6 whole chickens.
My mouth is watering.
Yeah. It's brought to you by a guy who totally loves meat. Meat and mortgages. His two favorite things, Colin Bruce at DLC Mortgage Mentors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Meat. Yeah. Are you lethargic right now from consuming too much meat?
No.
No. Okay. Jordan, where are you off to today?
Just heading to work right now.
Okay. What kind of work do you... Let me guess. Build-A-Bear. You work at Build-A-Bear?
Not quite.
No? Okay. So you work with children somehow. Children's entertainer. No, hang on. Motivational speaker.
Nope.
Wow.
The Gas to Go podcast.
Can there not be some kind of rule where the guy has to show some kind of excitement over winning the meat draw?
Woo, Jordan. He, apparently I thought for some reason he was the guy that actually gets the child to kiss the little heart before he puts it in the Build-A-Bear and stitches it up. I just sort of... And then I started getting, no, party planner. Jordan is a party planner. He loves people. No, I don't know. Yeah.
You know what he does? He works at Galaxy Land.
Oh, come on. Let's not beat up on Jordan. He was, he just, let's just, he wasn't exuberant. He's an introvert. He was partying on the inside, not on the outside.
I hope so, because all month I've been waiting every Friday for the meat draw. I even phoned you last week and sang the meat draw song with you.
Ooh, yeah.
And then, you know, and,
Yeah. Well, how about,
Let down.
Next week, I can't remember what's in the meat bin next week, but the final week, though, $250 worth of bacon.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Modern Rock Tour. The Modern Rock Tour. Sonic's got the Modern Rock Tour with Garner, Andrews, and so much more. Can you guess what's behind the Modern Rock Tour?
$100 a day week on the Modern Rock Door ended the same way every $100 a day week on the Modern Rock Door ends, with sadness. Cindy was on and she got an oil change at Failure Lube. Sorry, Cindy, it's not Green Day, brain stew. You're going to have to try again on Monday. The Modern Rock Door is going to be worth $2,682. To win it, just name the song and artist of this. We play every weekday morning at 8:20 a.m. To play, all you got to do is be the right caller at 780-423-1029.
Tune in to the Garner Andrews Show weekday mornings at 8:20 as the Modern Rock Door jackpot grows. Sonic 1029.
Sonic 1029.
Sonic. Modern Rock.
Hey, your Chuck Norris joke thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On Facebook today, you got to write a Chuck Norris joke.
Well, have you ever heard of Epic Rap Battles of History?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the Chuck Norris one?
Who? Chuck Norris versus who?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. God, that's brilliant.
You should put that on.
Now, yeah, go to Facebook. Go to the official Sonic 1029 Facebook page today. Write a caption under the Chuck Norris photo, and you could win the Oilers tickets to go see the Avalanche when they're in town next week.
So could I use a quote from the Epic Rap Battles of History?
You likely won't win by doing that. I want original stuff.
Original?
Yeah, you can make up a Chuck Norris joke. You've got it in you.
No, Chuck Norris is not in me.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
I don't really Facebook, so I just wanted to dry run a Chuck Norris joke, an original Chuck Norris joke.
Oh.
Because I trust your opinion. You have credibility with me.
Yeah, I'm a connoisseur of the Chuck Norris joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget as much. Yeah, I wanted to see what you thought of this one, if I may.
Okay, you know the contest is over, though, right?
No, that's okay. No, I just wanted to throw the Chuck Norris joke out there just because.
Okay, well, let's hear it then.
Chuck Norris donates blood donors.
Oh, I get that. Yeah, so he... Whew.
Don't you think? Be honest, I can take it.
I think what we need to do is we need to put that one up on the comedy hoist. We need to get underneath there. We probably are going to have to do a frame-off restoration on that one.
Yikes.
But it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
You have to put in some long hours. But you know what? It's got good bones, that joke.
Fair enough.
Okay. What's your first name?
I almost want to give you a pseudonym now. I'm not sure if I want to throw my name on that one.
Yeah.
You can call me Jorge for today's purposes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chuck Norris's brother, Braden Norris. Tristan Norris.
Tristan Norris. Yeah, his wimpy little brother. That was very bad at Taekwondo.
Yeah, the Norris brother that nobody talks about, Tristan.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.